Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnah Tes. Because the last three previous Mishnahs talked about different types of mitzvahs that are applicable only for men, and mitzvahs that were applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mishnah talks about the importance of a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas. If a person performs even one mitzvah, the Gemara explains that we're talking about a person who, based on the calculations of his life, is 50% innocent and 50% guilty. That means he got 50% averus, 50% mitzvahs. And the Mishnah says if he does one more mitzvah, comes out that he kind of weighs out the side of the zchuyas of the merits. Then mitivin loy, we do good for him. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, does good for him. Umarichin lo yomav, and he has longevity in this world. V'noichel es ha'aretz, and he also gets a portion in the eternal world, the best real estate, olam haba. Says the Mishnah, v'chol she'eino eisa mitzvah achas, a person who has more averus than mitzvahs, and he doesn't perform even one mitzvah, which would make him 50-50, because as the Mishnah, ein mitivin loy, he doesn't get goodness from heaven, ve'im arichin lo yamav, and he doesn't have longevity in this world, ve'in anoichal asa'aretz, and he doesn't even get a portion in the world to come. The Gemara teaches us, how about a guy who's 50-50? He didn't do that extra mitzvah, but he wasn't more averus than mitzvahs, more demerits than positives. So the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that Beis Hillel says, Rav Chesed Mata Klapei Chesed, that a person who's 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sways it to the side of goodness. However, even if he does that, but he doesn't necessarily merit what the Mishnah says, goodness, a longevity in this world, longevity in the world to come, but at least he's not considered, a Rosh is considered a tzaddik. Concludes the Mishnah, Kol Sheyeshnei Bamikra UBaMishnah UBederech Eretz, any person who's busy learning Mikra, which is Torah Shabbat Ksav, the written Torah, or B'Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, and additionally, he's Derech Eretz, he's a person who conducts himself in the appropriate manner with other people, he's kind, he is appropriate, he's Menschlach, says the Mishnah, Le'Beheru Chayti, he will not sin quickly. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Koheles, V'Hachut HaMishulash, and the third, a cord, a rope that is tied of three braids, Loi behemim heir yinatik, is not easily cut. So too, this fellow who's got mishkra, he has Torah Shabbat, written Torah, he has Torah Shabbat Peh, and he also has Derech Eretz, that kind of person will not become disconnected easily from his relationship to Hashem, and he won't sin that easily. Sadly, says the Mishnah of Echol Shanei, Eino loi b'mikra, the Mishnah of Derech Eretz, a person who's lacking even one of these three. He doesn't study Torah Shabbat, maybe he doesn't study Torah Shabbat Peh, even if he studies both lessons, he's a tremendous Torah scholar. But he doesn't have derech eretz, he doesn't conduct himself appropriately with other people. Einoi min ha'yishuv, says the Mishnah. He's not considered part of society, and as the Mefarshim explain, there's no purpose for a fellow like that in society. The Gemara adds a very scary thing. The Gemara says that he's even pasul la'edus, he's disqualified from being a witness in a Jewish court. Because since he's not part of society, he doesn't have the same morals and values, and we can't assume that he is a person with integrity. And even more than that, the Rambam writes, a person like this, we assume that because he's lacking one of these, he's constantly doing averus, he's constantly sinning, and therefore he can't testify. What an appropriate Mishnah to learn on Hoshana Rabbah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finalizing the last licks of our din, of our judgment, sealing, you know, what the ultimate verdict will be for us. Even one extra mitzvah on Hoshana Rabbah can sway it in the favor. We can have goodness, we can have longevity, we can have Elam Haba, the world to come. Let's make sure that we use the day of Hoshana Rabbah appropriately and properly, and make sure to get as many mitzvahs as we possibly can, so that each and every one of us will have a sweet and final verdict in Hashem. And have a beautiful upcoming Yom Tov.